fascist sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I had a friend was a big man.
Today, Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen, 1984, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text Ray in the song of the day.
Back in school, she could turn all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday, I'll stop by and have a few drinks. After she put her kids to bed. Her and her husband Bobby, well, they split up. I guess it's 2 years gone by now. We just sit around.
Speaking of the 2005 regional, Glory Days, Bruce Springsteen, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating
perfect.
On the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Could you go to kind of the second verse there, Steve, when he stops by and has a few drinks?
I like
That's one of my favorite parts of the song, when he stops by and has a few drinks with after she puts the kids to bed.
Yep.
Going down to the well tonight? Is that the one?
What's that? Just let's take a second.
I'm going down the well tonight, and I'm going to drink till I get my fill.
Yep.
And I hope when I...
No. It's the one when he goes to the girl's house. When he goes down to... After she puts the kids
to
bed.
Oh, well, there's a girl that lives up the block.
Up the block.
Back in school, she could turn all the boys' heads.
Yes.
Ooh. Sometimes on a Friday, I'll stop by and have a few drinks after she puts her kids to bed. I haven't really thought about that one. Oh, well, her and her husband, Bobby, they split up.
Been 2 years now.
So what the hell, right?
Me and Bobby are friends, but that's over.
Right.
Hello. Are the kids in bed?
Bitch,
I'll stop by.
I'll have
a few drinks. We'll talk about high school. Sounds great. I mean, honestly, that sounds like a great Friday.
It does.
So you really turn a lot of heads. Jake, I know it's... I don't know. I'm just going to be very... I don't know. It should be probably more well thought out, and then the music, and then what instrument faded in. I don't care about any of that. The song's really good. It just makes you happy.
Wow.
It should be a song that should be a song that's played between innings at a game. It's one of those songs.
It's Americana, isn't it?
And you nailed it with because really, like, Glory Days is what?
It's better times.
Yeah. It's better times what we're thinking about, and then that's what our show is all about. Jake, it's great. 9-4.
Wow.
Woo. Yeah, 9-4.
Gave the boss a 9-4.
Yeah, 9-4. Thank you.
I'm back on the
boss. I don't turn that song off.
I'm back on the boss train. That's a good song. Boss has a lot of good songs. 8-4. 8-4.
I'm going to get Connor real quick.
Connor's going to like it. It's going to be an 8-6.
6-3. Theme is good. Song has never done much for me, though, per Connor.
Well. It could be worse than that.
Thanks, Connor.
Well,
whatever.
We're joined.
Neither your shirt.
We're
Connor.
Joined by our friend Derek Bomick, the director of sports for Visit Lincoln. Derek, that's not country or R&B, so I have no
Thank
idea
you
where
that,
you're going.
Yeah.
No. Connor hit it on the head there. It's one I would turn 10 times out of 10 on the radio. But I like the theme of what you did today. The better times.
Thank you.
First line was about baseball, but 6-6.
6-6.
He goes down
here
and sees a girl that put her kids to bed.
Until you read the lyrics. Yeah. And people
I never thought about it. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, that was... Hey, her and Bobby, they split up.
Oh, what the...
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
It's been two years.
So
he's sitting around talking about Glory Days.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's all they're doing. They're just talking, right?
I mean,
Derek, nice. Who's this?
This is Derek Bombeck, the director of sports for Visit Lincoln. He joins us every other Friday. Derek, good to have you back.
Glad to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, Derek.
We have a lot of stuff going on around Lincoln. Today, of course, they really busy
today's
day with
big is day. With it's a big night for Husker sports, and today's a big day for Husker sports.
Yes. Will you be at Haymarket Park today, Derek?
I will not be. I was a part of those glory days back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, working there. Loved it. Great environment. Collins, Big C's got some soccer camps today I got to be at. But I encourage everybody who is going
soccer
to the game.
Camp.
Yeah, soccer camps. Season's over, but training never ends.
Never ends.
What were you doing for Nebraska back then?
I was the director of events, so we staffed and coordinated all home athletic events. Did a couple road things, you know, with the volleyball team here and there, but we were in charge of the big complexes here, security, not concessions, but event staff, all that stuff.
Okay.
So.
You were orchestrating that those incredible scenes.
It was something you'd dream about back then. It was awesome. Like I said, the crowds of 8,000 plus. I mean, we were parking cars over in the snow lot, tow lot on the west side before the NSAA building was there. You know, Butch Hug, myself. I don't know if you guys remember Big Irv Williams. Yeah. We were parking cars north of there. We were all yelling at each other because it was just utter chaos when you're trying to get, 8,000 cars in like, less than 60 minutes because people want to show up late. But
hey guys, Jake Sorensen, you've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
That's what I encourage
people
today.
People show up one to two people early. Per car.
Yeah.
Wait, so. What was your title back then?
The director, 20, of events.
Director of Events. You were like 20.
Yeah.
No, how old
a little
are you?
Older. Well, I'm 43.
Okay, 22 at that point?
Yeah. 20.
Wow.
But Butch Hug, he was a staple. Yes. He was. Butch
he
Hug.
Was. He is. Butch was amazing.
Yeah. Always had time for you.
Yeah, he did. He was a gem.
Still shows up to the Husker game, so he'll probably be there today as well.
So they had 8,711.
Well, Shot Colleen show up on Husker Vision.
Legend Shot. Well, yeah.
Shot, yeah.
What's the number, Steve?
They had, for the Miami game in 2005, the second one was 8,711. See, you wonder if they'll top that today.
You're right there up to fire code. I remember when I got the number from the gate, I went and showed Butch. And I don't remember what the real number was back then, but he goes, "Don't you tell anybody this number ever."
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
We might have been bursting at the seams.
Let me ask you this. Did you slide it across the table? Butch, and just like this, slide it across the table, and the number was
This is my offer.
And then this is kind of what it is.
Was that the second game? Do you remember? It was more the second. The second game had more people than the first one.
Yeah, I think it was that Saturday.
And
Sunday,
he said, don't ever share that number.
Yep.
That was, number I shared might not be the real number.
It might not. I think it was what the announced number was.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Low, higher than
that. Yeah.
Right. This is somewhat of a scandal. Also, did you go back
21 years ago? We got a scandal.
Tom Chattel, listen to this.
It's going to be a great game. Get out there. Enjoy it. Watch it on TV. Get there early because crowds are going to be
Buster says, Derek, what's your recommendation on what time we should get to Haymarket today? Yeah. You've been there 21 years ago. What do you expect now?
All I know is I have friends that are going to go start parking cars down there at 10 o'clock this morning.
10 a.m.
Just to make sure they get their spots. They're going to start drinking coffee to tailgate, but yeah, they're going to be there early and often, and
in the rain.
Enjoy it.
Hopefully it won't be rain.
Much needed. I'm okay for some rain for a while here.
Just keep the storms away. We don't want lightning to stop the game. We can take some drizzle, rain.
Show up shortly after lunch and you should be fine.
What's drizzle in Spanish?
yes. What is
or just rain. Just rain.
Novia is rain, maybe. I got to look that one up.
Okay, that's fine.
It's Spanglish, you know. Yeah. Like I said. Okay, Derek, tell us about Havelock Rock the Block. Yeah. Sip, we love Havelock.
This is definitely one for Bill and Sip here. So June 6th.
Must be age-based right away.
You love a good street dance, and I know it. So you get out to Havelock on June 6th for Rock the Block. This event's going to start at 10 a.m., go till about midnight.
Jeez.
You're going to have a lot of great family-friendly events during the day with vendors, kid zones, but then it's going to turn into full party mode in the evening. Come out for the street dance, live music. You don't want to miss it. Check out Lincoln.org for more information and look up Havelock Rock the Block.
June 6th, so that's next week.
Next Saturday. Weekend. Yep. Enjoy Husker sports this weekend and go enjoy Havelock Rock the Block next weekend.
God. Good. That's a plan.
There could still be Husker baseball next weekend with the regional, you know.
Well, regional. I mean, there would have to be a lot of top teams go down in the.
Well, they could still be playing.
They'll still be playing, hopefully. Yeah.
But still.
Good analysis.
Havelock Rock the Block. Lincoln.org, more information. Okay, then we have a lot of stuff coming up, Derek. 2 weeks, the Savannah Bananas make their way to Lincoln.
Wow.
You want to talk about a crazy takeover. Yeah. That's going to be it. June 11th and June 13th. It's going to be phenomenal. Haymarket Park's going to host on Thursday, June 11th, Memorial Stadium, June 13th. This town's going to be insane. Every hotel's going to be full. The restaurants are going to be full. But yeah, we have so many amazing events coming up this summer, and we want to get them on everybody's radars. We have that going on in June. July is just going to be jam-packed with national sporting events. We have the USA Roller Sports National Championships out at Speedway the whole month of July. The ATP Professional Tennis is going to be back in town June 12th through 19th with 75 of the top men's tennis players in the country and world competing here. Obviously, we have the USA Archery National Championships taking place July 22nd through 26th at the Lincoln Sports Foundation, which is going to be an amazing event. And then the National High School Rodeo Championships, the largest rodeo in the world, is going to be right out here at the Sandhills Global Event Center, July 19th through 25th, 5,000-plus athletes. It's an amazing experience. If you didn't get a chance to see it in 2021, we're hosting it this year. We're hosting it next year. And it is growing so much. I mean, it'll be tough to ever get it back again. So if you want to experience it now.
Sounds to me, Derek, like this is the Mecca for everything.
That's like what we're trying to make it. The sports destination
Derek
in the Midwest.
Mecca.
Derek Mecca. Yeah.
Let's make a new slogan, Lincoln, the Mecca for everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't that work?
Is that the Mecca?
Is that not a t-shirt? Think about that.
The sports Mecca.
I'm just saying. Sounds like a t-shirt
I would
to
say,
me.
We're going to rebrand.
That's okay.
Oh, come on.
It didn't grab me that great.
Oh, fine.
It really didn't.
What are you guys? We're the Mecca for everything.
The Mecca for everything.
Yeah, okay.
There's worse.
You're really not, by the way.
Wow, Derek's right here. Come on.
You listen to some of these Ole Miss and Arizona State players, they've already been down to the Haymarket. They love what Lincoln has to offer. They said Haymarket Park's the best field they've ever played on, and that's coming from SEC school.
Uh-huh. I saw an Ole Miss guy.
I was informed that yesterday when we were at Cedars that Willie Bloomquist, the head coach for Arizona State, former baseball player, was here at the mill getting coffee yesterday.
Willie Bloomquist.
Missed it.
Manager for Arizona State.
Wow.
I also think that the people, even if you don't even have a ticket, you should be here to experience the Bananas. It's like the Beatles are rolling in the 60s.
Yeah,
I mean it is. It's the most amazing shows, and it's a cult following. People actually follow them around.
Is that right?
It's like the Grateful Dead. They follow them around to see them in different towns.
Okay.
In different venues, and it's going to be something. It'll be remarkable.
Okay, and do they go to Omaha too?
No.
They're coming to Lincoln.
You know why? Yeah.
Derek.
Because Lincoln's better.
That's right. We're the Mecca.
Mecca.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not the Mecca in Omaha.
We are.
Derek. It's not the Creighton Bananas.
Derek, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.
Derek Bombeck, the Director of Sports for Visit Lincoln. Hour 2 is next. A look at the Regional for Nebraska Baseball on Early Break of the Ticket.
Oh.